I've spoken on four principles. Books are the basis. Preaching is the essence. Utility is the principle. Purity is the force, which although not a Veda Vakya, it's not from any shlok, and it's not something, it's not anything that Srila Prabhupada directly said, apart from books are the basis. Srila Prabhupada, he said that. Books are the basis of our movement. But it does neatly, these four aphorisms, they neatly summarize many of the most important considerations in our movement. So we can keep these in mind. And also keep in mind that if we don't keep them in mind, that something else will happen. Books won't be the basis. Then preaching won't be the essence. And then utility won't be the principle. Or purity won't be the force. It'll be something else. That's possible. We see there are so many movements which start off supposed to be one thing and end up being something else. Some humorous devotee has rephrased this saying, these four terms. I don't know, I think because you're not native English speakers, you won't catch the humor of this, but anyway, I'll say it. This, bucks are the basis, preaching is the excuse, futility is the principle, and purity is a farce. So, or as one of our GBC members who's passed away now paraphrased, Srila Prabhupada often used to say that our movement runs on love and trust. So he said, love money and trust no one. So it can come to that, especially in Kali Yuga. Things can be distorted. Purity, that purity of intention, purity of following, purity of faith, that can be mimicked also. Or just, that can either be mimicked, that means we make a show of being pure, or we don't even bother making a show of being pure. We just say, well, it doesn't matter. Or just like in Christianity, Jesus, he gave so many instructions about, and he himself set an example of how to live a saintly life. But then his followers, they just made it into, well, you just believe in Jesus. Nothing about doing what he said. You just believe, that's all. And in this way, they, in the name of following Christ, they just changed the whole thing. And they also said that he died on the cross to redeem our sins, which it's just nothing that he taught. So they just changed the whole thing, that you just have to have blind faith. Blind faith is considered a virtue. You just say, I believe in Jesus, and that's it. Then you don't have to follow anything he says. So the standard of living, he said, or the saintly life which he wanted to teach others to follow, that is no longer the main consideration in Christianity. So in the same way, the principles of Krishna consciousness given in Shastra, given by Srila Prabhupada, we have to follow that. Otherwise, purity becomes a farce. A farce means like an absurd drama where there's no real meaning to it, which that fits well with futility is the principle. Futility means shrama eva hi kevalam, that we're performing activities but we don't get the result. Pointlessness. Futility means pointlessness. It's something like, another example is this Bifale Shevinu, Kriparna Dura Jana, Chapala Shukala Balagire. Working very hard to serve wicked people just for the sake of some flickering happiness. So that's another example of futility. So what is the purpose of our movement? If we forget that, then whatever else we do, we have big temples and respected, and but if no one comes to the point of loving Krishna, or if there's never even any idea of loving Krishna, if we think that, for instance, to feed a hungry child is the greatest service one can perform to Lord Krishna, then the whole thing becomes meaningless. So that we have to guard against. Therefore, preaching is the essence. Preaching means to preach the message of, as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur often used to say, Rupa Raghunatha Vani. What are their teachings? In our movement, we emphasize very much that we have to teach the teachings of Srila Prabhupada. But we should understand that Srila Prabhupada, his teachings are the teachings of the previous acharyas. It's not that Srila Prabhupada's not like some kind of Sai Baba figure who just appears with no antecedents and just, here I am. But he comes in Guru Parampara, Guru Shishya Parampara. He taught what his predecessors taught. And they taught what their predecessors taught. So, preaching, that has to be there. Preaching can also be an excuse for changing all kinds of things. Because, as I was saying, I was explaining yesterday, utility is the principle that we can do the need. We can make adjustments. Just like these extreme shocking examples that you can eat meat if necessary, if you have to preach. Actually, this is not against Shastra. We find in Mahabharata that one time during a famine, one rishi, he had a cow killed and served to his disciples. So otherwise they were going to die. So that's an extreme case. We might not do that. We might prefer to die. Srila Prabhupada, he said, I'd rather die than eat meat. But the example is there that we may have to sometimes do something which is in other circumstances unthinkable for the sake of serving Krishna. We may have to do. All kinds of things can be done. But that doesn't mean that under ordinary circumstances we will do that. Rather, we should remember that purity is the force, and that if we actually serve a higher principle by violating a lower principle, then that is justifiable. But that if it's a marginal case, if it's not very clear, if the higher principle is not very clearly served by violating the lower principle, then it becomes a very dangerous situation. We may say, well, I'm feeling weak and the doctor told me I should eat meat, so I can serve Krishna better, I should eat meat. But that's not acceptable. If you're feeling weak, if according to the doctor you need more protein, which is usually what the doctors tell you, although it can be the wrong thing altogether, can be the wrong diagnosis altogether. Generally, the allopathic doctors will tell you you need more protein because they have the idea that protein gives a lot of strength. Although the elephant doesn't eat meat, and the elephant's very strong, So it's not necessarily true that eating meat gives you strength. And excess protein can actually weaken the body because the it takes energy to digest it more than we need. And it poisons the body, forms excess acids. Anyway, I'm getting off on a tangent here. But I'm just giving some examples how we can give some perverted reasoning using preaching as an excuse. This preaching is a sacred principle because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted that. Prithivite atvedata nagara digram savat prachahaibe moana. So preaching has a sanctity that one can do anything for the sake of preaching. But if one misuses that and that becomes cynical or misquoting or sinful, and then everything is gone. If we compromise, then everything is finished. So, therefore, books are the basis. When we say books, it means the books of Srila Prabhupada. They keep us on course. Now, after reading Srila Prabhupada's Srimad Bhagavatam several times, I lost count at some point. How many times? I'm reading the English translation of the commentary of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So we see there's a difference. The previous acharyas, they wrote in a manner which establishes pure devotional service to Krishna as topmost, but in Srila Prabhupada's books, he's preaching. He's not writing just for people who already have faith in Krishna, as the previous acharyas were. But he's writing for all classes of people. People who don't have faith, he's writing for people who are just beginning to develop faith. They must be beginning to develop faith to read his books. And he's pointing out the faults of modern civilization, of various bogus so-called scientific theories. He's preaching with a sword, figuratively. And he's very much preaching in his books and giving the clear conception of reality against so many wrong ideas in the world. So, books are the basis. The distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books, the study of Srila Prabhupada's books, the following of his books. But if we don't regularly read his books, when read his books means in the mood of Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Kariya Aikya, that we want to fully absorb what he wants to give us, not that we put up any resistance, maintain our own, by maintaining our own ideas. So if we don't regularly read Srila Prabhupada's books, then we might think that bucks are the basis, money. We need money to run on the show. So that's the first consideration. You may say, well, if we don't have money, then we can't run on our temples. We can't feed the devotees. We can't do anything. So money is the basis. But that's a misunderstanding. Then our whole movement becomes organized around how to bring in money. But Srila Prabhupada often quoted Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur that if we simply preach Krishna consciousness, then money and everything else will come. We don't have to make money our priority. Of course, if there's some special project, building a temple, then we may need to approach people for donations. And try and put some effort like that. But it shouldn't be that we spend our whole lives just thinking where to get money, how to get money, make one special project and then another one and then another one and then another one and building, building, building. then we become the, instead of becoming the favorite of Krishna, we become the favorite of the building contractor. But these building contractors, many of them may be going to hell, because they're often, you know, they're corrupt and who knows? Anyway, I don't want to blaspheme all the building contractors, but mostly we see they're drinking, they're eating meat, they've so much black money, they don't know what to do with it. So, we want to be dear to Krishna. Krishna, we're not going to, we may think, well, I amass so much money, so I can bribe Krishna. Now Krishna was obliged to accept me. I did so much service, I collected so much money. Well, collecting money can be a service, but again, Krishna is pleased. What does Krishna say? How is Krishna pleased? Patrang pushpang palantayam yome bhakta prayatiti tadahang bhakti pavitam ashnami prayatam. Krishna is pleased even if we offer him fruit, flower, leaf or water, if we actually offer it with love. So all these principles must be kept clearly in mind. We're not against money. If you bring money, we'll take it. And say, bring more. We're not against. We're not the kind of sadhu who just lives in a under a tree. But we, for preaching, it's necessary to have some facilities and all these things. But again, we have to remember that everything is meant for Krishna. Krishnate akila cheshta. All endeavors should be for the sake of Krishna. Keep that very clearly in mind, what Krishna wants, how Krishna is pleased, and that we ourselves, we're talking about preaching Krishna consciousness. We also, first priority is we ourselves have to be Krishna conscious. Otherwise, what is the point? Shrama eva hi kevalam. Dharma svanushtita pung song vishvaksena kataso yaha not padi adhyadi ratim. Shrama eva hi kevalam. We can perform so many activities, even very religious and righteous activities. But if at the end of all of it we don't have any taste for hearing and chanting about and serving Krishna, then it's all simply useless labor. That's all. So we should bear this in mind. Get oriented properly. That's the first thing. Where are we going? Where do we want to go? What is our aim as individuals and as a movement? Keep that always in mind. Start with the end in mind, I think. Start with the goal in mind, I think Stephen Covey said. I didn't read his book, but I heard it. Iti Sushrama. I heard it so many times. So, Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayoja. What is our Prayoja? Prem, love of Krishna. First we have to understand what is our sambandha. We are all servants of Krishna. How to attain Krishna? By the process of bhakti yoga. Kevala bhakti. Not karma mishra bhakti, jnana mishra bhakti, yoga mishra bhakti. Simply for the doing everything. Krishnarte akila cheshta. Everything simply for Krishna's pleasure. Hare Krishna.